the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
When you have a disability, some things are more challenging. In this same mindset, when performers are told to limit their movements or to restrict themselves in some way, they could become frustrated. But to Tellery Arendelle, associate professor in the Department of Theater and Dance at Missouri State, she considers it freeing to not be confined by the norms and expectations. Arendelle is my guest today on the Missouri State Journal. She looks at the intersection of dance, theater, and disability. Her first book, Performing Disability, Staging the Actual, discussed this intersection and led to her second major book, The Autistic Stage, How Cognitive Disability Changed 20th Century Performance.
Which was more specifically focused on autism and autism's relationship to theater and how, in many ways, rehearsal of convention, social convention, can be a way in which those on the autistic spectrum can practice, can literally rehearse social interaction because that's one of their deficits in a very broad sense.
While writing the book, she encountered a colleague who was a stepmother to a child on the spectrum. The child would come home from school and privately reenact conversations and scenarios that had happened throughout her school day. It wasn't a rehearsal for things to come, but a way to unpack the day that had just passed. Arendelle explains.
Theater has been used in many different ways across the board to do many different things. But what a wild and wonderful concept that it can be used as a tool, as a way to teach those on the autistic spectrum how to interact socially. Because largely with those who are on the spectrum, their understanding of speech is far more literal. Any way you can be speaking that does not just literally say, I went to the store to buy cucumbers. Anything that means something larger than that is difficult for them to understand unless you really unpack it for them. So the concept of speaking your way through a scene, even the way that we do in theater, what we do is we talk about what does the language tell you, right? How are you going to speak that language? What is the subtext? And it's the subtext that for me is the most important part of theater when you see it live. The whole point is that it's the subtext that those on the spectrum really will not understand.
The book is a conversation starter, she found, when she got a call from a mental health professional who wanted some advice on helping a client who was on the spectrum. The client was ready to graduate college and struggling internally with some major life decisions.
She said, I need to get through to her, and I really need her to tell me what's going on so that I can help her, so that I can make her transition out of an educational environment into what we call the real world, something that's successful. She's a musical theater major, and I often feel like I don't know how to help her. So I went through with him after having sort of divulged that I was not a therapist of any sort. I said, you know, first and foremost, speaking is not the only version of communicating. I said that's really important to remember. Music as a venue and an art form is often easier for those on the spectrum to connect with, to feel like they can memorize, to feel like they can deliver on, and all of these different things you need to be able to do. He told me these amazing things, right? He said, this young woman had people say to her, you have a great voice, just don't perform live. And I said to him, what a horrible thing to say. But then when we stepped back from that and sort of talked through it, I said, well, you know, if performance mode is really stressful to those with very good singing voices, you might, for example, have her look into doing voiceover singing and or acting for parts in animated films. What I said at the end of it was, you know, here's the thing. In your therapeutic practice, why don't you go in thinking, I am going to do what I do with my other patients, but I will need to learn how to accommodate their differences. I will need to do the same thing differently.
That was Tellery Arendelle. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.